Believe well. Once again, it's good to be with you. We thank the Lord for the blessed privilege to be in this house once again with the saints of God. It's been a while. I'd suffered pretty bad what many call it, the Chinese flu, but Whom shall we fear? Thank you. want me to. And then thank you. not when God's on our side. Go. House and I can't make it back. And I was still what a way to go God's creation. Wouldn't have been too good. She was very upset with me that day. I couldn't even hardly make it back to the house. It took me a long time to make it back to the house. She had been in the kitchen working, and she didn't realize that I'd been gone that long. That was sickness, and I mean, it caused a fear to come on me. There's other. Listen to the first thing. ever been in that position? Have you ever? Think about it. Ask yourself that question. Maybe the So some their stand and for their stance. They don't sense gets a lot of people in trouble because a lot of people don't have common sense. And I'm talking about in Christianity as well. And so to dread. And folks, I want you to know something. It is a very true reality that if you stand for this old book, there's going to be people on the outside, in your family, your close friends, they're going to leave you because you just don't understand. Just because. I have a little paper taped on there. It's been there for over 18 years. Charles Spurgeon once said, "What have you and I to do with the times?" Men of morbid mentality are always going to be there. Stand firm. Stay the course. Listen, Charles. That is scary, folks. I go back and I think about what was said in the book of John in chapter 15. Listen, I want you to know something. You got to abide in the vine. or else be the time and go their way. As a pastor, I have preached many funerals. I'm not just the pastor of our church, I pastor a community. And I have people that call on me all the time. People who are in need. People who are dying. And there's times prettiest alto that I've ever heard a woman sing. But as she sang, you could hear that sweet voice, and she sang. What a joy. The fact to be with the Lord. And before she went, she was singing the songs of praise. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. God does that for you. That's what God will do for you. If you're the forever, you know. Is not God's word efficient for us? Is it not sufficient? You know, the Almighty. Should be fear. You say, well, preacher, maybe I'm just not as strong as I need to be. You know what? I don't think there's any of us as strong as we need to be. But I'll tell you this, that God's grace is sufficient. He said, He speaks on your behalf. He speaks on my behalf. Who shall separate? Who was preaching in the 1700s in Germany. I stand amazed that God has allowed me the privilege to preach out of the same book. Shall persecution or famine or than conquers through him that loved us. Now listen to Paul. Paul persuaded. You know where that comes from? That comes from deep inside the soul where Jesus Christ is. We're not I'm persuaded. So what have I to dread? What? The way to peace. May God help you is our prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord,
amen,
brother.
Thank you so much, brother.